cops.
You're fucking your son?
Fucking my son? No. No, I'm not. I'm sitting in the fort with four friends, so, and I'm playing with my iPod while drinking beer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to me.
Run for the fucking hills.
Lucy Riot.
Vagina in the hole.
Patriarcha
Law. Стирает известно по всему миру кумиры молодежи, мышцы феминистской силы. Там, где и вы, не боимся риска. Эй, патриарх, прососи пипиську.
Как низко горит вам в адском пламени.
Welcome everyone, welcome to Music Swear By. This is Neighbor Paul, filling in for Neighbor Tony. This is the show where I invite Neighbor Dave over to my fort to listen to songs containing profanity. In the fort tonight we have
Mr. Dollar.
Oh, Mr. Dollar, sorry. Neighbor Dave, actually, Mr. Dollar, you can call me Lily tonight.
It's just you and I again, isn't it?
All right. Well, the show must go on, so
the show must go on.
All right. Fuck it, man.
Tony, we want you back, but come on. We got business to attend to.
We got a ton of shit. We've only done like 3 or 4 shows over the past like 2 months or something.
So bear with us.
Yeah. It's summertime in Minnesota.
It is.
All us pale-skinned fuckers get outside for a long time. And it just doesn't seem to happen as much doing the podcasting. But
and then when we come in, we have to deal with our third-degree burns.
Exactly. Like Marty Cordova, the twins. Sports joke. Tony won't get it. It's great. What do you want to talk about? What's the hot shit going on right now?
Well, there's a lot of shit going on in the news that I thought we should really cover.
Yeah?
I'm sure you've heard about this.
Yeah.
Even my wife, who has no fucking clue about anything going on in the music world, knew about this.
Okay.
And this is a band called Pussy Riot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a music performance that split Russian society and could land 3 members of a female punk band in jail for up to 7 years. Now, 3 feminist rockers from Pussy Riot have got on trial here in Moscow.
Pussy Riot is a feminist punk band from Russia.
That means it's all chicks, right?
It's all chicks.
Okay.
And there are, I think, technically something like 10 members in the band. All chicks that wear these bright colored dresses and these things they call baklavas.
Yeah, like ski masks, right?
Ski masks.
Multicolored ski masks.
They always wear ski masks. I guess they always wanted to be anonymous, so who they were, right?
Yep.
Well, in February of this year, 3 of the members of Pussy Riot decided to storm the big Greek Orthodox church in Moscow.
A 30-second performance in Moscow's main cathedral, praying for President Vladimir Putin to go.
They took the 3 girls off. They took the video and they put it to their song the song they were singing. And so they made a music video of them dancing in this church, so they actually could hear what they were saying.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
What the fuck were they singing about? Why is it so big a deal?
They were singing about the head of the Greek Orthodox Church
and
saying that he's in bed with Putin.
Oh, because Putin was running for president at the time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Putin is real big against, you know, women, feminist rights and that kind of stuff. Right. So they're really anti-Putin.
And hasn't Russia actually been advocating separation of church and state? And here Putin is suddenly meeting with the Greek Orthodox Church. And
well, I guess this head of the church is actually coming out publicly almost every week and saying, please vote for Putin.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
So they took offense to that and said, fuck that. So they sang this song. It's called A Punk Prayer.
Can I hear it?
I'll play the video that they released of this.
Definitely.
Punk Prayer by Pussy Riot.
Cue it up.
And they're singing Drive Away Putin right now.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that the band is shit. Alright, so it goes on like this. I'm going to spare everyone by not playing the rest of the song.
Fuck. So, let's cut to the chase here. Mr. Putin wasn't too happy to hear about this, was he?
No, Mr. Putin was not happy about this. So the chicks have been in jail for about 6 months now. And on Friday of this past week, they released the verdict in Russia. And the verdict was guilty of hooliganism.
Come on.
Sentenced these chicks 2 years in prison.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
A Russian court has found three members of the feminist punk rock band Pussy Riot guilty of hooliganism.
Fuck. Did I hear correctly that a whole bunch of musicians, Sting, Madonna, all these folks have been petitioning and releasing videos and all this shit? People all around the world are fucking talking about
this,
crazy.
Right? It's crazy. The reaction has been crazy.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's come out publicly.
Yeah.
Madonna was in a, you know, doing a concert in Russia.
Yeah.
And she stopped the concert for like 10 minutes and gave this big speech about freedom and Pussy Riot.
I know there are many sides to every story, and I have, and I mean no disrespect to the church or the government, Masha, Katya, Nadia, yes? I think that they have done something courageous.
So I wish I had some advice, and you know, I could tell people, you know, over 400 people in China listening to this or something, what can you do? I don't know if there's a goddamn thing you can do about this, right?
Pussy Riot has their own website.
Yeah?
It's called freepussyriot.org.
Okay.
You can go there and you can donate money through PayPal. And on this donation thing, they say they have a goal of $30,000. And they are now at $30,869.
Nice job, man.
So, nice job. That's Everybody's coming through, paying for the Pussy Riots.
That's not bad, man. Maybe musicswearby.com. Maybe our little company here can pitch in $2 or so.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, help out.
We can send them a six-pack of sessions. One of the funniest... I've been looking at a bunch of articles, and I've been looking at a bunch of news broadcasts.
Because
this has been on the news all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's funny as hell... listening to, like, these professional news broadcasters say Pussy Riot.
Right.
They're saying it on the air. Pussy Riot. Everyone's cussing. I love it.
You know, yet I heard, I talked to Neighbor Ed, and Neighbor Ed was telling me that although the websites are saying Pussy Riot and the news channels are saying Pussy Riot, the printed media, at least on the East Coast, is not even using the words Pussy Riot.
Wow.
He fucking sent me a picture. He snapped a photo of the printed Hartford Courant from this morning, and it showed, it had two articles on it. One was about the verdict, and it didn't mention...
the Pussy Riot.
Pussy
verdict.
Riot. It said, like, a punk rock band from Russia. Talked all about it, had their names, explained the whole thing, right?
They wouldn't name the band?
Nothing. Wouldn't use the term Pussy Riot. But what was so shocking about this newspaper cover was Ed said right to the left of it, was an article about a physician in one of the towns near where we grew up who has been molesting his patients. And it had all these salacious descriptions about how he fondled their breasts, and they reported that one of them entered his or her vagina with his fingertips. All this stuff. And he said, all these blue hairs are sitting at Dunkin' Donuts reading this salacious crap going, oh my, oh my. Yet the article right next to it, which is completely relevant in the world right now, wouldn't use the term Pussy Riot. What the fuck? He said, sup, he said in his email, sup, Pravda? I don't know.
You think it'd be okay if it was Vagina Riot?
No. You think so? Think it'd be more or less?
I think it'd be more okay with the printed media if they could say vagina instead of pussy.
Wow. I don't know. How about Cunt Uprising? That's Tony's band name, right?
I'll drink to that.
Cheers. Another thing wondering is... are any bands supporting them? Are people trying to, like, do Pussy Riot songs and
there's,
do fundraisers and shit?
There's quite a number of songs out there right now supporting Pussy Riot. Let's go with the Periscope song first. This is a kind of a techno band called Periscope.
Okay.
I don't know much about them, but they have a song that they just released called Free Pussy Riot.
Let's hear it, man.
So let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah, so
that's not bad.
Not a bad song, right?
I hope they get a few thousand downloads on iTunes or something.
Anytime someone could say "Free Our Pussy," I'm all for it. You know?
Yeah, boy.
Free it. Let's play a song by someone who has been on the podcast before. This is someone named Peaches shooting a guerrilla video supporting Pussy Riot. So here we go.
Okay,
Peaches.
Video is a shitload of people dancing around in streets with all these multicolored baklavas on. That's pretty much what it is, right? Where the fuck is this taking place?
Most of it's in Russia.
Wow. Looks like a whole bunch of home videos people sent in and they just splice it all together. It's not fair. I love you and I care. So it's free, kind of freaky, man. Here's the pitch. Here's the switch. Put poutine on a stick and play burn the witch. So poor, so rich. 7 year itch. Poutine, pussy riot, run this shit. Bitches, 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 bitches.
I think she covered the requirements of swearing. Bitches, bitches, bitches.
Kind of mesmerizing.
This is actually a pretty good song.
I like it. The video's not really going anywhere, but I'm gripped.
You can see this video by Peaches on RollingStone.com. Just search for Pussy Riot on RollingStone.com. You'll find it.
I like you, man. I like it. I like it.
Hey, anything that gets thousands of people shouting pussy, I love it. I guess there are bigger moral implications, but not for me. For me, just to hear a bunch of people yell pussy, I love it.
All right, so we wish them the best.
We do. Well, and hopefully they'll get out soon for good behavior, for good pussy hygiene.
Nice.
And they will be back tormenting us with their fucking horrible songs.
So I don't know how to segue out of this shit other than to maybe suggest that we should play some good old American rock and roll about getting wasted.
Sounds good to me.
The
Pussy Riot stuff has been interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
but there's been no good music yet. So let's hear some good music.
All right, you want to get wasted?
Yes.
All right, let's fucking get wasted. All right, there is a fucking phenomenal band that people probably haven't heard of yet, called Jeff the Brotherhood. Actually, it's not just Let's Get Wasted. Let's first hear a little bit of a song about going deer hunting. And then the second song is about getting wasted. And then the third song will have a swear in it. All right, so this is from the new album, Hypnotic Nights, by Jeff the Brotherhood. This is Country Life.
Cue it up. That's a promising beginning. Smoke weed?
Smoke meats. I want a place where I can smoke meats. I can't drink and swim in a creek. where I can drink and swim in the creek. How many songs have ever started I want a place where I can smoke meat?
That's awesome. I love it.
All day until I'm outrun. All right, I've hit a minute. They don't swear. I'm gonna go on the next song. All right.
They don't swear.
They don't swear in this song.
Okay.
All right. This next song is called Six Pack.
That sounds familiar.
It sounds a lot like Weezer. You probably heard this on 89.3, the big hit from their new album. Now moving on to Mystic Portal 2, which is the third song, and there is no Mystic Portal 1.
Okay.
This song you'll hear soon has a swear word in it. Let's listen a little bit of this, and then I want to give you a little taste of their previous albums.
Okay.
Very different. Push that 1 minute thing. This is a band I'm really enjoying. They're big shit right now, and I'll tell you why in a moment. It's semi-mainstream, although the two guys working at the Cheapo today, which prides itself on being like, you know, hipster, indie,
right.
Twin City, they hadn't even heard of the fucking band. It was like a 55-year-old and like a 25-year-old. They hadn't even heard of Jeff the Brotherhood.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
First time I heard the music. But I've heard the name, Jeff the Brotherhood.
I said to the dude, because I was in a kind of a wise alecky kind of mood, I said, well, yeah, they're getting kind of big. He said, have you heard of Dan Auerbach? You know who Dan Auerbach is, right?
I don't.
You ever heard of Black Keys?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, fuck yeah.
So
yeah.
He's one of the two guys in the Black Keys. Dan Auerbach is co-producing their new album.
Is that right?
Yes. He's in love with
Not
these guys.
Not this album. No, not this album.
So the album we're just playing, we just played three songs from. It's from 2012, just came out recently, and that's called Hypnotic Nights. They're in the studio working on a new album, and Dan Auerbach is producing with them. And there's a video on YouTube. We're not going to bore people listening to it tonight, but if you look up Dan Auerbach, it's A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, Dan Auerbach and Jeff the Brotherhood, there's like a 7.5-minute video they did for some, you know, like indie mag web magazine.
Right.
And they're drunk and they're interviewing each other. And it's kind of funny.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So they're becoming good buddies, right? What's interesting about them, in addition to a few other facts I'm going to tell you in a moment, is they've evolved their sound from a lot heavier to suddenly kind of sound like Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that kind of sounded Weezer-ish?
It did, a little bit. Yeah.
Take a listen to this shit. This is from a 2010 album. This is from the album Heavy Days.
An older album?
2010. How old is that, right?
But it's older than Hypnotic Nights, right?
Yeah, because 2012 is 2 years after 2010.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is that how it works? All right.
So here we go.
Thank you for clearing
this up. This is Heavy Days by Jeff the Brotherhood. They actually recorded Buzzing Bees and then amplified it at the beginning of the song.
Okay.
I think that's cool.
Okay.
Necessarily didn't pull you right in by the nuts, but the whole album is so much grittier than the new album.
The newer stuff seems more polished.
Yeah, it's definitely more polished, and people, I think, say it has a more mainstream appeal to it. This album and the, I think, five or six before it are wicked gritty, right?
Wow, okay.
So the name is Jeff the Brotherhood. Neither of the guys are named Jeff.
Okay.
Two brothers, Jake, and it's J-A-M-I-N. I don't know how you pronounce that. Jamin?
So they're both J's.
Yeah. Jake and Jamin Oral. A-O...
Are they brothers? They're really brothers. Okay.
They're really brothers.
All right.
The last name is O-R-R-A-L-L. Oral.
And they like oral.
They like oral. So Jake and Jamin. And what's cool about this shit is I've read shit that says they started the band Jeff the Brotherhood in their sophomore year in high school. And I found another article from they're from Nashville.
Okay.
I found another article from a Nashville newspaper that says they came up with the idea for Jeff the Brotherhood in elementary school when they started playing instruments.
Holy shit. And they came
up with a song about a guy named Jeff. And they originally named the song just J-E-F. And then they decided to call their band J-E-F-F, all capital letters. And for a while, they just called it Jeff.
Jeff.
It was just about a guy they knew named Jeff.
Right.
And they were fucking like 9, 10, 11 years old.
Wow.
So
okay.
These guys, from what I've heard and what I've read about these guys, they started in 2001. They really became a thing, and they started recording.
Are they still in high school at this point?
No. They're like 24 years old.
Okay.
And they're seasoned veterans.
Wow. Okay.
Seven fucking albums at 24 years old.
Holy shit. Right? That's crazy.
So these guys... This album that song I just played, Heavy Days, from the album Heavy Days, most people think that's their first album. It's their fifth fucking album, but it's when they finally signed with a major record label, right? They've gotten so big now that I mentioned Dan Auerbach is co-producing their album. Jack fucking White released on his fucking record label, Third Man Records.
Right.
He released one of their live concerts on his record label.
Okay.
Right? I read an interview. I don't remember the web link. Sorry, folks. I'm not making this shit up. But when asked in one of these interviews what their favorite bands are to listen to in the summertime, their number one favorite band to listen to in the summertime is The Band.
The Band.
They love The Band. Isn't that amazing? And they said their first biggest gimmick for a concert they played was they spent $50 on an eBay auction, and they bought 12 six-foot blow-up alien dolls so they could blow them up and throw them into the crowd so there could be aliens surfing. Get
nice.
It? Surfing with the aliens? That's
nice.
Funny as shit. And the last one.
Wait,
fucking,
that's a Joe Satriani.
I know,
right?
Yeah, these guys know their shit.
Wow.
Imagine
okay.
being 24 and you know what album from like 1990, Surfing with the Aliens, right?
Wow.
These guys are fucking impressive, aren't they?
That's not bad.
And the last motherfucking thing that I've been hanging on to as a little zinger, you won't fucking believe they played the instruments on Jack White's production of Insane Clown Posse's
no.
Beethoven song. So when we played that fucking song a few shows back, that was Jeff the Brotherhood playing the music.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
God,
I didn't know.
Damn, is that full circle.
Yes. So that's what I got for you, man. Jeff the Brotherhood.
That's great.
Cool.
Love Jeff the Brotherhood.
Rocking, man.
Like I said, there's a lot of new shit going on, right?
Yeah.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news every fucking time someone dies. I'm the one who has to tell everybody.
Oh, God.
We lost another fucking artist.
Who? No, seriously?
Seriously.
A big name?
A really big name.
Okay. I didn't hear about this, so you fucking with me or what?
No.
Okay.
We have now lost Snoop Dogg.
What?
Snoop Dogg.
I didn't hear any of that shit in the news.
You didn't hear about Snoop Dogg?
No, Snoop Dogg died?
No, not really.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg has had an epiphany.
Okay, is epiphany the same as died?
Not quite.
Okay.
But it's close. It's enough that he has changed his name.
Okay.
So there is no more Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is no more.
All right.
He's changed his name to Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Okay. All right, that's kind of funny, but what's relevant about that, or what? Why do we care?
Okay, so here's the story.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg decided to go to Jamaica. He went to Jamaica, and he was hanging out with a Rastafarian high priest.
Okay.
Okay? And this Rastafarian high priest asked him what his name was.
Okay.
So he said, Snoop Dogg. So he looked at Snoop Dogg and said, you are no longer Snoop Dogg. You are the light. You are the lion. You are Snoop Lion.
I'm sure they were okay. Totally sober. It was 4 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Oh, they weren't high. Sure. Yeah. Okay, so being as high as the fucking kite, Snoop Dogg took this to heart and changed his name to Snoop Lion.
Okay.
He's now become a full-fledged Rastafarian.
Okay.
And he did this. He is in Jamaica, got renamed to Snoop Lion.
Okay.
Got in the studio in Jamaica and recorded a reggae album.
All right. I suppose why not, because it's not like Snoop Dogg really makes music these days, right?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Does he really?
He does.
Okay. But
I mean, not as much as he used to, obviously.
I don't get the impression he's, you know, waltzing around the cover of Spin Magazine with his new albums and shit.
Right. I think his last biggest one was 2011, maybe. So it's
that
not.
Recent?
It's
right.
not. It's not. He hasn't been totally dead.
He's obviously a big deal, but
right.
Apparently he's dead now.
He's dead now.
All right.
So he recorded this reggae album, and then came back to the United States and officially changed his name to Snoop Lion.
Okay.
And then held this press conference where he, you know, announced, you know, please refer to me as Snoop Lion now.
It's not that I want to become Snoop Dogg on a reggae track. I want to bury Snoop Dogg and become Snoop Lion.
He even went so far as to say in the press conference that he thinks that he is the reincarnation of Bob Marley.
What?
Anytime the spirit calls you, you got to know that it's serious and it's real. So when the spirit called me, it told me to basically find something that was connected towards the Bob Marley spirit. Because I've always said that I was Bob Marley reincarnated.
Come on. Was he high in the press conference?
He's always high.
Okay.
Reincarnation means when someone dies, they are reborn into another body or animal or some other living being on the earth, right?
Right. When did Bob Marley die?
Bob Marley died in 1981.
Okay. Snoop Dogg then would have to be 81, 91, 200.
Do you want
to
know when Snoop Dogg was born?
Snoop Dogg ain't 31.
Guess when Snoop Dogg... Well, okay.
69.
Snoop Dogg was born in 71.
71, so
and
he's
Bob Marley,
41 years old.
Bob Marley died in 81.
Okay.
So how could he possibly be the reincarnation of Bob Marley?
I'm not sure. Snoop Dogg was born without a soul. And that, it took 10 years.
That could... Maybe yes, that's it.
Yes. Took 10 years until he got a soul.
And
yes,
lo
maybe
and
there
behold,
was some sort of ceremony.
He hit,
and,
hit the jackpot.
Ah, so he was a soulless motherfucker as a child.
Okay, so lucky for us, Snoop Dogg has released one single from his new album.
All right.
The album is not out yet.
Is the single called I'm a Soulless Motherfucker?
No.
I was a soulless motherfucker?
Okay, this is going to kind of emphasize the fact that Snoop Dogg has gone over the deep end.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Snoop Lion has gone over the deep end. This is Snoop Lion with a song called La La La.
Come on, seriously?
La La La.
You're going to cue that up?
I'm queuing it up.
Sugar.
But anybody in Jamaica could have made this beat.
Well, it was specifically people in Jamaica who did make it.
Okay.
Them a walk and a talk about this one. Them a laugh and go on about that one. Hey,
just like Bob Marley.
It does, doesn't it?
And the problem will get real.
You know what? This is not bad reggae.
No, it's just funny.
And I suppose that you never know. Oh, you reap what you sow. Can't plant the corn when the peas won't fit grow. No. La 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 la.
That is Snoop Lion doing La La La. And I gotta say, Snoop's big trait as a rapper was his laid-back vocals. I mean, he was the most laid-back motherfucker you've ever met.
And
that voice goes well with reggae.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
His voice
good.
Seems tailor-made for reggae, right?
I holy shit, I'm yawning on the show?
Don't yawn. Am I boring you?
No.
Is Snoop Lion boring you?
What the fuck? I'm sorry, Snoop Lion. It's weird because I want to be cynical about it, right?
Right.
It's just my natural reaction is like, this is fucking stupid.
Right.
But that's not bad, and I'm trying to. I agree with you. He fits as a reggae dude. I want to hear the whole album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And you know he's going to have 73,000 Jamaican reggae dudes helping produce the whole album.
Yes.
And all he has to do is memorize the lyrics or just stand in the studio and sing lyrics. And he's got that unique voice that everyone recognizes. And it's going to sound pretty good, right?
Right.
But I don't know how much credibility he's really going to have in the reggae world, and maybe who fucking cares. But on the other hand, if I just showed up at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday in your backyard and you had a party going on, and 43 people from around the neighborhood and shit showed up, and you were playing that on some boombox, I would say, all right, this is fucking sweet.
This would be a nice nice background for a party.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not bad reggae.
Yeah.
And
I'm cool with it.
And I'm a reggae fan.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, cool.
But I'd like to, just to kind of redeem Snoop Lion a little bit, I just want to play for the young whippersnappers out there who don't remember Snoop Dogg. Snoop D-O-double-G.
We cannot assume in 1991 anyone in China had access to any sort of Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre or Ice-T or anything like that. Right?
Now, do you remember Snoop Dogg kind of, he hit the scene with It's a G Thing?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a G Thing, baby. Too low death, make us so we're crazy.
With
Dr. Dre.
With Dr. Dre on Dr. Dre's album,
right.
The Chronic.
Right, right.
Which was an epic album.
Exactly.
Epic fucking album.
Yes.
I'm not going to play that song. It's too obvious. This is my favorite Snoop Dogg song. Gin and Juice. Let's cue it up.
I'm serious, dude. What y'all think about this band? Hey, baby, get the bubblegum in this motherfucker's tongue.
You heard a motherfucker? I already heard a motherfucker.
Study long, study wrong.
Oh, this has swear all over it. Yeah. You don't have to worry about this one.
I love that synthesizer.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping.
I think this is going to be good still in 100 years. In the living room
getting it on and they I dare you to listen to this and not bob your head.
So what you want to do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't let them hold.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
This brings back some serious memories for some 40-year-old slackers like you and me.
Hell yeah.
Holy Gen X. This is fucking awesome.
Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours before I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to macking to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you gets none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
So Snoop Dogg crossed over in a big way. He's become a cultural icon of the U.S. He really has.
Yeah.
And he's given that all up for the fucking Rastafarian lifestyle now.
Well, is he married? Does he have kids?
Yes, he does.
All right. You think there's a chance that he's 41 years old?
Yes.
And he is woke. He's woken up sober a few times and thought, what the fuck am I going to do for the rest of my life? And I wonder if he said, I've done all that rap, I'm famous, I like it, but I want a new challenge, and I want to make more money, and I want to be on cover magazines again. What a fucking idea.
Excellent, right?
What a brilliant idea.
We're talking about him again.
We've only heard one song.
He has
song.
Some relevance in 1995, right?
Yeah.
So, excellent. Way to go, Snoop.
La, la, la.
Snoop Lion, fucking A, huh?
Sweet.
Just as a little treat for our listeners, I have brought a country redneck version of Gin and Juice.
What? Okay.
This is the most awesome cover I think I've ever heard.
Okay, so the cover of what we just heard.
This is full redneck version of the song we just heard.
Okay.
It's from a group called The Gourds.
All right.
This is Gin and Juice.
Cue it up. Sounds like a Cialis commercial.
I somehow, some way,
that's one redneck voice.
Yeah, shit, maybe every single day. Can I kick a little something for the G's? And make a few friends as a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 in the morning and our party's still jumping? Cause my mama ain't home. I got the bitches in the living room.
I can understand it better.
Can you really? You fucking are.
Thank you.
Turn off the lights and close the doors. But what? We don't love them whores. And we gonna smoke in house to that. G's up, hoes down like you motherfuckers. Bounce to that.
My money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
These country boys can play.
money and my money on my mind.
Man, you know, Dave, this shit has made my night. Snoop Lion, Snoop Dogg flashbacks, and this shit is funny as hell. This and a fucking six-pack of Sessions, I thank you, my friend.
It's been a fun
this
time.
It's been a blast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tony will be back with us, hopefully, for the next episode. Once again, if you got any song suggestions, please send it to Dave at musictoswearby@gmail.com. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll be back soon.
And until then,
pardon the profanity.
Ever fucking do, because we're gonna fucking all die!